having it, we're doing it, we're having it, we're having it, we're doing it, we're doing it, we're having it, we're doing, we're having, we're having, and we're doing. I bet that you are eating, and I bet that you are chewing. Come on, everybody, get busy, it's time to fuck. We gotta get busy, can I hit a new word? Come on, come on, it's time to get fucking busy. My name is Patrick Mountain, and we're gonna get dizzy, cause it's boxing, it's TV, and it's cat food. I don't know who's who, one might be a Jew, but we're gonna watch them box, we're gonna watch them fight, we're gonna watch them beat each other all fucking night. It's fight night, fight night. Okay. I haven't even smoked weed. I haven't even smoked weed yet. I did bring the vape up, didn't I?
Fuck.
Yeah. I haven't even gotten into it, but I'm already giggly. I had a good nap. I slept all day. I slept all fucking day. Oh, it was so good. It was so good. And we got to watch. We got to go back, by the way, and watch this Chad on MLC flirt with this girl. It's like a different Chad. Holy shit. We'll be ripping that apart maybe later tonight. I don't know. We will be ripping apart Chad trying to flirt with this girl. It's so fucking funny. Chad is like a different dude on MLC right now. He keeps going like, we couldn't date. I couldn't date you. You're a loser. I couldn't date you. It's like, no one's asking, Chad. No one's going like, please date Chad. Chad's not capable of relationships. Guys, we got a boxing match going to happen. Stevie Lou and some guy I don't know named Ryan Catfood Riviera. And they're going to be, I don't even know what this fight's about, but we have to watch it. And we have to be a part of it. We are waiting. We are on standby right now for the broadcast to start over on the Ski Mask Collective channel. Now, I do encourage everybody to go pull that channel up, give them a like, give them a watch. Ski Mask is actually a very reasonable man. One of the most normal people I met in AC. I'm just going to be honest. So head over to the Ski Mask Media and give their stream a like. We are kind of sniping them today. They have the exclusive, and I don't want to get hate for that. This is in conjunction. Chad hitting on this girl is gross. Yeah, we got to watch it. It's so insane. It's so insane when Chad gets a little horn. Chad's a little horn. His little pee needs to squirt. Hit the like button. Chad's little peen needs to squirt. As if. And then I love that he flew all the way to Minnesota for nothing. Are you still a comic? I'm confused. Are you still a comic if you have no gigs? I don't know how it works, Chad. The difference between me and Chad is we both have no gigs this weekend, but he lost a bunch of money and wasted a bunch of time. I lost my wallet in the airport. Sounds about right, Chad. Sounds about right. Sounds about right, Chad. Holy shit, is this guy a 50-year-old baby? He makes Ray look competent, you know? Because, like, say whatever you want about Ray. Like, Ray is somewhat participating on this earth that we have. Chad's like in another... He's just... Oh, boy. I don't even know if there's really a fight. What if this is all a work? What if there's not even a fight? This could be good. This could be bad. Kate is going to get that Z dick. Yeah, yeah. Imagine going from Dove Davidoff to the Z man. Ugh.
Yeah.
Let's find a capable woman in our chat to date Chad, huh? People said Flat Cat, maybe. Maybe KB could throw Chad a little bone. Carissa, what do you think? Throw Chad a little slice of sliz? Huh? Any ladies want to line up to give Chad a piece of that good? Z seed. Modelo Macy, you in? Sheila Aliens, you want some of that? What about Lady Slug or G Rob? You wanna We'll pay for it. We'll get you guys a nice hotel. You know, we can send you to the best hotel in Tampa. Maybe Cardiff's kids or Detroit can get in on it. Tiff, would you like to get in there and get some of that? Zedick. I would like Zedick. More Zedick, please. More of Zedick. Yeah, Sketty too. Sketty could, she probably already fucked him, you know? What? Can he say that? No, no, no. Flatcat said she's off the market. Her heart belongs to me. Ooh. By the way, I just got a $5 Venmo from Mason in Portland. Thank you very much. We always love your Venmos. Mason got his stickers and his free keychain. Those keychains are made by Flatcat Jessica. Oh, yeah, Fearless. Fearless could... get down there and get with Chet. Aren't you in Georgia or something? I don't want to dox everybody. If you're listening in Georgia, everybody, get her. Fearless said, I want to go on a trip, to be honest. See? Chad has a two-bedroom apartment, so if things don't work out, you can go sleep in the studio. Yeah, people are making a good point. Maybe we should get some guys. Maybe we should get some guys to go down and give Chad a little blowy. Blow on Chad's little piggy pig pig. We are waiting for Ski Mask to go live. So this guy's name is Ryan Katsu. Okay, now I see it. Katsu Rivera. Rivera, not Riviera. Okay, I'm... So he's Asian, he's Katsu. Ryan Katsu Rivera. Is he Hispanic? Isn't Rivera Hispanic? What's going on? You don't get to have multiple minority nationalities. That's... You're being selfish by collecting all the minorities. Doesn't Little Lemmy have a peen? Little Lemmy probably has more of a dick than Chad, if we're going to be honest. You know, I've never asked her to de-pants, but. Ooh. Ooh. Anyway, all right. Yeah, I thought we'd start a little early and then they'd start around 3:30, but they are not starting. So who knows what the status is. I recorded Stevie Lou an intro song. So I'm hoping that we're going to get to see Stevie Lou come out to the intro song. You know, Stevie Lou looking for you, smelling like a bag of chips now. The chat is flying. Where? Over there? On their chat? Blink. Yeah, I guess. They got 170 people waiting. We got 306 over here. We are waiting for the fight of the century, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what started this. I don't know what it's about. I'm not qualified to comment on it. And, you know, but, whew. Yeah, I don't know. Detroit has breaking news. What is it? I'm Caucasian AF. Oh. Oh, no. Who's taking bets? Yeah, that's a good point. Oh, I'm going to be doing some bets on football this weekend. Dab Uki sent me... What's his name? He sent me, you know, Chad's football picks. And it seems like what he said is Chad only picks favorites. So, like, Chad literally is, like, mindless. Oh, God. So, we're going to, like, fade Chad's football picks. I'm literally going to go. I never make football bets. It's not my thing. I'm going to go down to a casino. I'm going to make 3 football bets. And then, you know what? Maybe I'll do for fun is I'll do a parlay of all 3 of those bets. Just for fun. You know, a couple $100 or something. And then we'll see how we do by just going against what Chad says should be good, you know? The book is going to sniff you out. It's your first time. You don't know anything, Melton. I mean, it's not my... You think I've never bet on sports? Like Super Bowl, usually do a bunch of bets just for fun. But first of all, you're like, the sports book's going to sniff you out, Melton, as a first timer. It's like, oh, what? And then what? Give me the exact ticket I asked for? It's like, you're implying that they're like, tell I'm a newbie and take advantage of me. That's not how sports books work. Patrick, if you're not careful, they'll make the Jets win, and then you'll be fucked. It's like, oh, they can tell I'm new, so they made the Jets win and took my money? Got it. Hello?
Hey, Patrick. What's up, man?
I don't know.
Just calling to let you know who Ryan Cassarivera is. He works for Gavin McInnes on Gavin McInnes' show. So Stevie Lou better watch out. The Proud Boys might get him after.
Oh, so, boy.
That's where he currently works with
he's a
Mr. McInnes.
Like a producer?
But, yeah, he's a producer. He sits. He's a really talented and funny guy. Actually, he does voices real well, and he kind of does that Kyle Dunnigan.
Yeah, him and Comedy Shaman both do voices really, really well.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Comedy Shaman, but I mean, yeah, he's all right. I guess he started out just showing up at Compound. And somehow now he's the producer of Gavin McInnes' show on censored.tv. And it has to do with the whole
thing. What do you mean somehow? This is how these places work. It's like whoever's hanging out gets a job. It's like.
Yeah, I guess. That's like that's how he got his job.
It's like Empire Records. It's like, yeah. We just hang out here and I guess we work here now. All right, yeah, cool. So why did the, yep. Do you know what their beef stems from? Like, why are they?
Yeah, it starts from the Dixon, when Dixon punched Gino. And so they call Cassarivera mini or Asian Pat Dixon. I'm not sure why.
All right, we're
and
live. So, they've come okay. Live, so we got to watch it now. All right, we'll get the background. Thank you.
All right, bye.
We are live. Oh, I'm glad you really thought about this, Ski Mask. There's no fucking tripod. We're going to have one angle. We're going to have no sound. This is going to be great.
All right. So, yeah, we got 182 people in here. We're all waiting for the big fight. I'm looking at Stevie Lou over there. He's got the Team Deadpool jersey on. It's crazy what's happening over here. He's ready. I'm looking at Ryan. He's ready. There's people piling in here. It's getting insane. I didn't know there was going to be pre-fights. They said 6:30, so I took off work at 3 o'clock. I'm here. You know, we said we were going to be the next row.
Can you get them to turn off the screaming stereo in the background? Like, I swear to God, does anybody think about this stuff before they do it? Oh, who's this? Fat Cat? Fat Cood?
So what is ready for?
Imagine if you planned this and had mics and a camera stand. This is great. We're really getting a pre-fight talk that we can't hear because there's just music. Someone please Super Chaham to turn the music off. We can't hear them. Someone please tell them.
This was supposed to happen in September. I think it was August. But yeah, it just got pushed back. I don't know. I'm not gonna.
Jesus Christ!
This is going great.
It looked like before everybody thought that he was just trying to back out of it, but to give him credit, he's here tonight, and that's a big thing.
It's a gym. They're using gym boxing ring. They can't ask to turn the music off. Yes, they can. They're having an event. This is a main event. They can ask to turn the music off. You don't think they can turn the music down for 30 minutes? You're a pussy. Everybody's a pussy. Patrick, you can't just ask a place to turn the music down. Yeah, you can. You know, they can say no, but you can ask. You guys are afraid to ask, you fucking pussies. Patrick, they're there. They can't just ask. go sit in your car if you're scared, you fucking cunts.
I appreciate it. We're doing it.
Patrick, they're not allowed to ask. Patrick, they can't just ask.
Obviously, a lot going on.
What a bunch of fucking pussies.
Ask Stevie if he wants to come say a couple words. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense, Spoon Snake. You ask then. Okay, I'll go to the gym and I'll ask. That makes a lot of sense because I'm there. I can ask. God, you make a lot of sense.
Regret tomorrow. tomorrow on SMC. I'll be able to jot them down. All right.
At least project. Jesus, no wonder these guys, like, project.
Deadpool shirt on. Steve, we got 188 people waiting. Are you ready? Oh, my God. It's amazing to have
Stevie is lanky and tall, man. He's going to – the reach. You got to worry about reach, right, you know?
In the house, in the building. Now, listen, I've been here for 30 minutes, and I got to tell you guys something.
So this is fake because look at them. They're right next to each other. There's no real – is this all just dumb and gay? Don't answer that.
We said I would be the next Rogan commentating these things. Like, it was nice enough. Ryan was nice.
No, you can't be the next Rogan without a microphone.
Listen, it's going to be all brought out tonight, folks.
Listen, I got one thing to say. Donate, you cheap fuck.
Donate, guys. It's going to be fun.
Can people who have their numbers or anything text them to ask if they can get the gym to turn the mute? We can't hear them.
Back here.
I'll let you guys have a little look at what's going on over there. Hold on, let me figure it out.
I know somebody's got Stevie Lou's number, so I'm just saying, ask them if they can turn the fucking music down, or at least, here's a good idea, aim the speaker away from, like, it's like they have the speaker aimed at Ski Mask.
They have not locked eyes once. They haven't even looked at each other.
Oh, we did it! You can't just turn the music off, guys.
They refuse to look at each other. It's absolutely amazing. I'm in the middle of a gym. There's only people working out here. You know, there's a fight that's about to happen. It's awesome. And now the slow music starts to build. I guess now people are donating for Lou Nation. It's going to be insane. Let's see if I can set this up where I can actually read the comments.
I'm texting Ski. Okay, thank you.
It's a little bit early.
Just I understand if they can't turn it off because people are working out, but they could turn it down, or at least, you know, it's a big gym. Maybe on one side they can turn the speakers off, you know, if it's a zoned audio system. I don't know if they got a...
Oh, oh my God! So much trash talk is happening. My Ski Mask is like,
because like I mean, this is why nobody will watch it. Because like you can't understand any of them. Turn it down. You don't have to turn it off. Just turn it down.
Well, right.
Great, great stuff, guys. Great stuff.
Get ready for the big main event. Of-
That's not the real Ski Mask.
I'm getting up to work on the sound now.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. It's not an unreasonable request, guys. Don't act like I'm an asshole. Milton, they can't just turn sound down. Like, okay.
I have a partner here. That didn't work. Hold on, folks.
Milton, they can't just turn the audio down. What do you think this is?
Unlock. Echo cancellation unlock. Things are getting heated up. Things are getting ready, people. Getting ready. Let's go here. Let's go to the back camera. We're going to go. Where it's going to happen.
Make sure that a third of the picture is underneath the ring. We're going to need to see that.
Show that block of a jaw.
Make sure a third of the image is just underneath the stage, underneath the ring. That's great. That's how we want to see it. Way to frame it up. Make sure we can't see their heads, but as long as we can see the nuts and bolts holding the floor together underneath, that'd be great.
These are the proof fights.
Yeah, did he charge his phone? His phone's going to die. This is going to be.
Put your hood up. Put your hood up.
This is going to be awful, right? This is going to be bad.
No,
are we getting super chats?
Proof fight.
Food fight. Food fight. Clubfoot Kodak Carl Patrick, my favorite podcaster, and Lexus Honey Boo Boo. Wow. Dislabeled. Would be cool if Stevie Brody
Dude,
Stevens
the music
himself.
Is brutal. I've already talked to the guys. Hopefully
thank you.
No
thank
music
you, Ski.
During the Lou fight.
Nice. Nice. That's good enough, I guess. Waiver, $3 super sticker. Thank you. And beloved chatter, Melton, president and founder of Dabbleverse AV Department. pulling for Lou, but this Asian Rican is going to pummel him. Oh, wow. People already predicting Stevie Lou's demise here today.
So is there another fight? When's Lou fighting?
What's that?
You're friends with Lou, right?
What?
You're friends with Stevie?
Oh, yeah.
You want to grab out of the chair? You can commentate with me if you want.
The energy in this arena is palpable. In this corner, let's get ready to listen to unlicensed music. Carlos Danger says, I sent Stevie Lou a script to follow.
One second.
Run a poll on predictions, says Moody. Yeah, let's take a... I wish you could do that. Why can't you do a poll? Why can't moderators help with that kind of stuff? Do you know how painful it is to me go over here and start a poll?
Oh, my God, it is Gavin.
Oh, I can do it over here. Oh, fuck, yeah. I can do it on this computer. Fuck. I just realized I could do it on a different machine. Poll?
All right, listen, folks. Here's what's happening. There's a lot of music in the background. That's why you guys can't hear me. So there's another event here, and Stevie will be stepping
There's some warm-up fights. There's basically a couple warm-up fights right now. They're letting some of the locals get it out. We got celebrity guest appearance just walking the building.
Right.
So we should be going, I think, next fight. If not, the next fight, the one after.
Yeah, just guys, stay tuned. This is wild.
I kind of got to take a piss and maybe a shit.
You should definitely drop a log. No, keep the log in.
In the ring?
No. Keep
middle
the log
of the round.
In.
Shit.
No, it makes
All right, the poll is up. Who do you think is going to win? Stevie Lou or Brian Catsoup Ferreira?
No, I just didn't comment.
There you go.
Catsoup.
Gavin,
I'm going to be careful with my wife.
That's what I said. Yeah. That's why I hit the camera.
73% saying, is it Ryan? Ryan is going to win.
We met at Christie's wedding. I got an extra chair there if you want to pull up.
Fuck yeah.
I don't like the look of it.
All right, folks. We've got a couple preliminary fights going on. Gavin McGinnis is in the building.
Whoa! Proud Boys!
Go to at Ski Mask Media. Okay. Then we'll be...
They want donations for this mess? Yeah. Make fun of my setup in AC all you want. Like, you could hear us.
Media on YouTube.
I can't believe you're here. I'll pull up a chair for you if you want.
I don't know. Just think about it a little bit. You're like, I'll bring my phone and then we'll figure it out. It's like, okay.
Jump. Yeah, Ryan.
Oh, you get a lot of followers.
I get it. Ryan.
He retweeted the live stream.
Where's the tweet?
Gavin McGinnis can't find the broadcast.
What's up, dude? That's not me.
Don't you click that follow
now?
Don't watch it on Melton stream. Guys, get out of here. Go watch it on Ski Mask's stream. Moody says, whoa, Ski Mask must have paid extra to not have Josh Denny show up with Gavin. I mean, Josh Denny's not really part of any of this. He just leeches on. He doesn't live anywhere near any of these guys. He doesn't talk to them. He just kind of... I think Josh Denny sets up the ticket sales website, so they let him do 5 minutes on this show. It's kind of how I'm only in comedy, because I do merch.
Yeah, I like that.
Classic Melton. Merch Melton, they call me.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
Yeah, Josh Denny was going to come, but he started hyperventilating when he saw the gym sign, and then he was like, I can't. Not today.
Yeah, we got 230 people in the room. Not bad numbers tonight.
Yeah, boy!
All right, so get heated here.
Holy shit. 20 gifted memberships? I'm going to need Cardiff's kids to send me that gif of me kicking in the air. Me and my wife were laughing about that. I had my Discord open, and she saw that, and she's like, what the fuck? And I was like, don't ask. You don't want to know. It's an ad for socks. Whoa, Butch Bradley was gifted a membership. Is that real, Butch Bradley? Hold on. Whoa, 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 Nelly. Butch Bradley, if that's you, we are going to laugh and laugh. We are going to laugh and probably not. Why would he turn on gifted memberships? LB Bradley, no videos. Joined August 2nd, 2022. Maybe this is Butch Bradley. The username is LB Bradley, and it's August 2022. Gino Bisconti. Oh, we got Gino? Gino ain't got no membership. Come on. Gino and his girl really like NLO, man. They can't stop watching it. They're in every one of my chats. And I don't even, because they know I don't like talk shit about them. You know, I bust balls, but I don't. They know I'm not unfair. I don't, you know, even when I'm like talking about Keanu, I say in the middle of it, like, I don't know Keanu. I don't know anything about these two. It's not real animosity. And Gino knows that. He feels it. He feels it. And I really care. I care what Gino thinks. You know, this guy seems like he's
wild. The betting lines on the spot.
Wait, does Compound Media have a thing against, it is the real Gino. I just checked. That is the real Gino. Hi, Gino. Hi, Keanu. Keanu?
It's so big, and the most talked about thing on Twitter this week is crazy. It's insane. We're celebrities.
These guys all do this. Like, we're the most talked about thing on Twitter this week. It's like, you're not. You're not.
We went to the beach.
Keanu and Gino are cool. Yeah, Keanu and Gino. Big fans of Zeno.
Okay, that's fair enough. And here we are tonight.
Yeah, please send me that gif, Cardiff's kids. It's very funny. This is Twitch cringe, ski mask suck. Come on. I can't believe this dude just gave me 20 gifted memberships. Beat that. Beat that. He's the leader in the clubhouse. Can anybody beat this?
Because I did bet.
Did April build that ring? It looks cheap. No, it's probably the same guy that built Ray's grill.
I did.
Closed circuit battle. Dang lizard. Zero prep mask media. Wow. Wow. Because people do. They see me go live with no prep, or they see Kevin go live with no prep. And a lot of, look, there's plenty of people who can do that. But it's like Chad and Ray aren't one of them. And I don't know. Ski Mask, at least, I mean, they have a plan. It seems like the match just isn't starting at the time that they said it would start. So we got Brian. Sorry, it's Ryan, right? Fuck. Ryan, I'm teasing this guy, but I just don't know him. Brian Catsoup Ferreira, 71%. Stevie Lou, 29%. People think Stevie Lou, this is with over 200 votes now. People think Stevie Lou is going to get his ass pummeled here. We are at 205 votes, and it's not good. Woo. No. No. He just gifted another 20. He just gifted another 20. What? What? Holy shit. He makes Mr. Panhandle look poor. 40 memberships from the ghost to Mr. P today. We might have to jerk off on his dog ashes. Somebody want to help him frame this up and tell him we don't need to see the struts of the stage? Stage. I mean, ring. Stage? Ah! That's what a work this is. It's a stage. The whole wall belongs to the ghost, yeah. The ghost is the goat. Because the ghost is on my toast. Because my coast is on the roast. Because my ghost of roast is toast. Again!
Again!
Yeah, just if you're just tuning in later, either late tonight or after this boxing match, we're going to be watching Chad on MLC today. Holy shit, was that cringe watching him try to flirt with that girl? It was like a different Chad. He was all puffed up and trying to like portray this alpha guy, like more than usual. It's very, very obvious. It's so funny. Stevie Lou probably has a decent reach, says Bang You Died advantage, but that's going to be about it going for him. I doubt his cardio is good. And yeah.
They'll strike the channel, all right.
Mr. Panhandler, the beaner with the caterpillar stash seems uber focused on the fight. This is trash.
Yeah.
The beaner with the caterpillar stash. Ah! All right, I'm going to end the poll. 233 votes. We've got Ryan's going to win 71%. Oof. Oof. Oh, baby. And look, he's a member for 4 months himself that goes to Mr. B. Can I send my own name for the wall? Yes. Yes. We prefer it. Please play Spin Doctors during the fight. Princess, now these guys, they're gonna knock each other into the ring now. Stevie Lou is too frail over in less than a round. TKO! You think so? You think it's gonna be that brutal? The beaner with the caterpillar stash. Holy shit. We've got no audio. It's not me. It's them. They've cut audio. So it's going good. Don't adjust your sets. It's not me. I have no dog in the fight, and I cannot control their audio abilities over there. Okay? Does he know he's muted? Does Gino, he's muted. Hi, Gino. Hi, Kino. Somebody said Kino. I can't even say her name now. Woods back.
Hey guys, I can't. There's nothing much I can do if they're not going to turn their fucking music off. Luckily, the Stevie Lou fight.
All these guys are terrified of copyrighted music. Like, you can lose your channel. It just demonetizes your stream. Who cares? You don't get ad money for that stream. Again, when you have Mr. P donating 50 gifted memberships, you don't need... Oh, 40 gifted memberships. Sorry, I don't want to upgrade you. 40 gifted memberships. You don't need... Oh, I'm not going to make the 7 cents from the ads on my show? Aw. Oh, yeah. These guys are all worried about monetization all the time.
Oh, yes. Great.
Why is it in tall screen now? Why did he flip the phone? Okay, we're back. He's framing it better, but now he's getting the lights at the top, and it's a little uneven. But, yeah, he's getting better. What happened now? Five more gifted membership. What the fuck? What is today payday? Did you get your pension today, Mr. P?
Yeah, right.
Jesus Christ.
Woo!
Trying to become the new Chandler around here?
That's really how you're supposed to
do it. What'd you call him? The beaner with the caterpillar mustache.
Can you see me? I'm out of frame.
Yeah, we can see good. Tell us everything that's going on.
Oh, man. Lots going on. Feeling good. Feeling fresh. I think everybody's in a good mood.
Everyone's feeling good, feeling fresh. Everyone's ready. It's a great night. It's great weather. The music is just it's so outlandish to the YouTube viewers.
Hello.
Hey.
Yep.
Yeah, man, I feel like a fucking Imholtz for thinking that the production value of this fight was going to be better. Like, this is shit. They're just in a boxing gym.
Yeah, it's not like, bad. Now that the camera's set up and we could hear it a little. Look, it's not bad now. I think this will be fine to see the fight. But,
okay, because, like, if we're looking at what we're looking at now, we're not even going to be able to tell who's who.
Yeah, like, Stevie's way taller. I think you're going to be able to tell.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I think Catsoup is like 3 feet 8.
Yeah, cat soup is good. Yeah.
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 I got so many emails. Thank you. I got so many emails about my impression of the Spider Alomar and the deaf girl fucking. Everybody loved that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know deaf people honk. You know they honk. All they can do is honk. Honk the clown. Patrick, why the arrogance? Is it the Lexus? Probably. Probably. Citizen Macabre's Poppy, let's get Scat Supervera and send that weird man back to Indonesia. What? Goes to Mr. P, wishes he sold 70. Five more memberships. Jesus Christ, this guy's going to make me hit my nut. We're going to hit our nut. Thanks, Waver. And thank you, Carissa. Just great, great stuff. I love stickers. I love members. I love the leaves in the fall. You know what I mean? Come on. When is this going to... Are we in danger of this breaking out at any minute? What's happening?
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be insane. It's going to be absolute fun.
It's going to be crazy.
Everyone's feeling good tonight. This has been a
Sounds like Steel Toe talking about one of his shows. We're going to have the most fun. We did the most fun show. Awesome. We brought you the best gold of the morning. The best gold of the morning?
I'm taking this video. So it's a ski mask collective.
Yeah, Ski Mask Collective.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, look, I mean, look, we love the comedy, we love fun, but when fun takes a certain angle, sometimes people get a little pissed off. And pissed off is what brings us to your gym. And that's exactly what's happening here tonight. All right? Two guys beefing online on a podcast are ready to duke it out in a safe, fun, and effective way. All right? Headgear, gloves, let's get it. Somebody in the ring to make sure they don't go overboard. This has been a long time coming, and thank you for providing us a place for this to finally happen. We can't wait to watch. There's almost 300 people watching. We can't wait to see this. Great Stevie Lou fighting the great Ryan. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. We've got fights going on now. I got to turn my camera around.
Wait, is this one of the fights? Yeah. Is this a fight? Slowpoke Rodriguez, member for 5 months, says Stevie Lou stinks. Lou is 52.
All right, so there's people thinking I'm the best.
That can't be true.
It's great. I'm the owner of the gym.
Say it ain't Lou.
What are you doing with that video?
Have a seat. On our thing here with.
Same with you with big stars like Ski Mask Media. I mean, we are the next Rogan.
Well, we have a little group here with just.
Just the boys?
Yeah,
you guys share like hog photos and stuff?
Yeah.
Hog photos.
All right, so I just got word that there's a fight going on now, then one more fight, and then the main event will be coming. Sorry.
All right, so this fight, one more fight, and then Stevie Lou.
You win some, you lose some, so we'll see what's going on.
Keeping the name silent because I didn't know you wanted me to. Guys, if you want to come see the Stevie Lou, I'm kidding. Knockout Boxing Gym, New Rochelle, New York is where.
Are you threatening me? I'm Cornholio. Are you threatening me?
In the area, get here quick.
Hitting TV for my mango.
But yeah, we're not supposed to give out the address, but the owner just walked up and wanted me to plug it because I'm somehow some kind of big star. He thinks I'm the next Rogan. So that's Knockout Boxing Gym, New Rochelle, New York.
That's why he wants to move back to Texas, to be the next Rogan. Possibly, you know what I'm saying? Hello, you're on the Onion chat.
Honk the Clown here once again. You know, I'm going to tell you something. I think we're all going to be a little bit surprised with this fight this evening. You see, you got that Ryan Katsuri guy who is one of them jungle Asians. And, you know, the Filipinos, Vietnamese, that type, they're pretty tough little critters. And, of course, Stevie Lou's got like 2 feet, height advantage on him. But Stevie Lou looks like the type of feller who might have ran around with a bunch of Newports in his youth. So he could be skilled at fighting also.
Well, Stevie called the other day and said, you know, on the DL, he's been seriously training. He's been joking around about it, but he said, people are going to be surprised. I've been actually, like, really working on it. So I don't know.
I mean, if he... he don't look good. That guy don't look good at all. I mean, the other guy.
Yeah, but the other guy's tiny. The other guy's tiny, and the I mean, if Stevie can land a couple good ones, you know.
I agree with you, Patrick. Yeah, that other guy is a little sawed-off son of a gun.
But yeah, fatigue. I think fatigue is going to be a big component because, you know, the little guys, this is I've been in fights with little dudes who whipped my ass because they can jump around like spider monkeys, man. They're crazy.
Yeah. I agree. Now, and one other thing I would say, the commission back there in New York or whoever's running this, I think they should drug test Stevie Lou. He looks higher than Cooter Brown right now, so we know that's going to be an unfair advantage because he's going to have some of that methamphetamine strength going on. So anyhow, I'm going to let you go now. Enjoy the fights.
Thanks, Hank the clone. Hank the clone, everybody. I'm a clune. I'm a clune. Clued. Clued. Become a clued. Hello, you're on the Onions.
I just wanted to point out that I find it very odd that Stevie Lou's transvestite wife didn't appear to come and support him.
Well, I don't think this is a serious thing. This is not a serious thing. I can't even believe Gavin's there. Wow, this is so stupid.
Yeah, Gavin's there, but I would also like to point out Stevie Lou's wife has a big old dick.
I think she calls it a clip.
I'm fighting, got to beat some ass. Yo, listen, we beat ass over here, we get our ass beat. But you know what?
These guys are all about ass in this gym. We love ass over here. We beat ass. We eat ass.
You don't start off as a boxer. You have to build as a boxer.
Imagine Aaron Imholt wanting to do this with me. He's like, come down and let's get sweaty.
Get their ass beat. You know what? I'm hoping for a good matchup.
I'm hoping for the same.
Holy shit, another $20 super sticker from Carissa. She's angling to be the new ghost to Mr. P over here.
I feel like decisions.
That sounds good. Sounds good.
The dog is right. Who's going to go?
Somebody's backing up a golf cart in the middle of the gym. That's great. That's great.
Shorts. He's going off in his attire.
You know, his attire definitely seems like he has experience.
Yeah, he's definitely ready.
I can definitely tell that I saw his warm-up. He was in about 20 minutes of jump roping. That's usually what the boxer does in jump roping. He was doing some shadow boxing.
Good.
I saw the way he wrapped his hands. He wrapped his hands similar to mine. Knuckle by knuckle, wrist by wrist.
Right.
You definitely tell
you. Y'all got a little bit of time. Extra
time. Extra time. I see one
pop off at 6:30, Paul.
This gym is like 50 times bigger than Aaron Imholt's gym. Go look on Aaron's Twitter at the pictures of his gym. It's like one tiny room that holds a ring. Again, if the ring, look when they show the ring again on this. Fuck, what did I do? When they show the ring's in the middle of a room. You can walk around all sides. Aaron Imholt's gym, the ring is like shoved in a corner. It's like, oh yeah, you never have people here, and it's a small room.
So what's going on? They keep pushing the fight back. They keep pushing back, pushing.
Fish lunch Friday. Whoa! Should be started. I thought he had Princess Leia silver hair curls.
Yeah, this one not Saul wants the link.
I'm not sending anybody the link. I can't control it from here. I'm rambling. I'm ready to watch.
We got watching. What is that? 271. So we're ready. We were a little bit over 3 minutes ago, but the music keeps getting in the way.
The music keeps getting in the way is the weirdest excuse I've ever heard.
Down, hopefully they'll be able to cut the music for
it. Well, yeah, cool. Make sure that the music,
because people are going to want to hear the blog. Ryan has been on many much of the stream, so that's why I asked you to get your point of
view. Whoa, Carissa. What's going on? Carissa with the super stickers. I'm going to come. Carissa, you're going to make me nuts. I'm going to hit my nuts.
Right. I already got my first sweat. I said when I walked in, you look good, you look healthy, you look like you're ready to go, no matter what these fucking haters say. And people are waiting. That's what I mean. People are calling me, you know, saying anything. I don't know.
Rest in peace, Bobby P. That's for the great Gino. We know he's watching. We know Kevin Britton's probably live streaming this.
Can somebody get word to Stevie Lou to call in? We'd love a pre-show interview.
It's a video.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have Stevie's number, unfortunately.
Even though it's a video, they can
put. They don't trust me with that kind of info over here because I dox all the time. People are like, Melton and his doxing. Classic old Melton. Public service announcement. Height. Height ain't a word. Height. Your width and your height.
Stevie Loser is AIDS
from Franklin Sheckler.
Hey, Franklin.
One of the guys from the fight came and sat in the chair and wanted to talk for a while. The guy
Yeah, he's nice.
He's great.
I was like, I could just go talk to Stevie.
It's a cool place. I'll say it's a beautiful place.
Thank you, Carissa. I don't know what got into your Metamucil today, but woo.
See that, folks? I'm an alcoholic. All right, so we got these two guys.
He doesn't seem drunk or high. I think Ski Mask is doing the best he can do with what he's got. Scion Coupe Ferrari wins. Now he's just a model of car. Scion Coupe Ferrari wins this easily. And that's from Flamsy Gram Spam. Gram Spam? That's a new one.
St. Ranger in the house. What's up, St. Ranger?
Fuck, St. Ranger.
One, if you want to watch the preliminary fight. Put two, if you'd rather listen to me talk. I can't end the stream.
I can't end the stream. They won't let us.
One for the preliminary fight.
They won't let us. They won't let us. Yeah, they won't let us win.
Three. All right. That's all.
Scion Coupe Ferrari. Technically, my Lexus is just a fancy Scion. When you think about it, don't even give me credit for it being a nice Toyota. Just be like, that's a nice Scion. Is that an XB?
I know. It's-
Everybody knows a friend who bought one of those Scions and fell for it. Like, ah. And then you get up close to it and you find out it's like the whole car is made of paper mache and just melts in the rain. Can they put an SUV on a motorcycle chassis? How does that work? Hold on. What is... Oh, are you saying there's voice chats that I'm missing? Fuck. Is that what Moody's talking about? Saying I'm missing chats? No, there's no voice chat. So, oh fuck, there is. God damn it! All right, sorry about that. I didn't have the console up. Moody is right.
Moody. I hope Stevie and Cat Soup win this fight. I just want everyone to get along, man. And just so there is no confusion, Carlos Danger did not write this AI chat. I repeat, Carlos Danger did not write this. Carlos Danger.
And now Carlos Danger is writing Ray's AI chats. Hey.
Why was that, Kevin, so weird? Carlos Dangier?
Uncle Patty, are these dickbags ever going to fight? I'm getting sleepy pants.
I'm getting sleepy pants. I like the.
I hope Stevie and Cat Soup win this fight. I just want everyone to get along, man. And just so there is no confusion, Carlos Danger did not write this AI chat. I repeat, Carlos Danger did not write this. Carlos Danger.
And now Carlos Danger is writing Ray's AI chats. Hey!
Yeah! Whoa, this guy's jump. Are you allowed to jump like that when you box? I don't know the rules. What? Look at this. This is clownish. Is this how it's going to be? This is crazy. This is why boxing is gay. Can we just fight? They're leaping at each other and jumping out of the way like it's ballet. What the fuck? What is this? is tryouts for Funhouse on Broadway? What's going on? That's a musical about lesbians, so it's a real burn. Hello?
Hey, this is Stevie Lou calling in to
Yes!
Nobody Likes Onions. How
yes,
are
we wanted to get a pre-fight interview.
Yeah, we got about one more fight, it looks like, before we're up. I'm a little concerned. They've been putting fights up in front of ours kind of out of nowhere. I feel like they're trying to ice me out right now.
What just happened? There's a guy down. Can you see?
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, how are you feeling? My question is, this is not a real, you guys really don't hate each other because you guys are like hanging around each other. You're 10 feet away from each other.
We haven't looked each other in the eye. No, no one's looking at each other. No one's speaking.
You haven't talked.
This is very serious.
You haven't said a word.
Nope. Nope.
So do you really hate this guy, like legit?
I'm just a sick fuck and I want to go beat the shit out of this guy. So if I have any non-feelings of care, if I had any actual care for him, I wouldn't be able to go do what I'm about to go do. So I have to remove that niceness that's built inside of me right now.
But are you acquaintances or friends with him, or do you really want to hurt him? Hate this guy?
No, that's fine. He wants to hurt me, so I'm going to hurt him back. That's all. That's how I look at it.
And then after this, you guys going to shake hands and be buddies?
Yeah. I'm not a bitch, so I'll hug it out.
Well, we did a poll, and 29% think you're going to win, and 71% think Catsoup is going to win.
I like being an underdog. I'll take that all day.
But you got reach. My worry about you, Stevie, is stamina, endurance. I think if you land, you got the reach advantage, so if you can, I don't know anything about boxing, but I imagine if you can land some some big ones early, you'll be okay. But I think he could wear you out, right? Fatigue you.
I have bizarre stamina, bizarre endurance for a pothead loser. I can really go long. So you should see me in bed. You heard that, guy? I'm coming for you, baby.
Are you married?
Well, I'm a boxer now. So
okay. You're allowed to have side pieces. I got it. All right. Well, good luck. We're watching and tell.
Thank you, buddy.
Get that music off, please, for the love of God.
Yeah, we're going to turn it off for the fight, and we should have it going in about 15 minutes.
Ask them if they can.
I'm ready to go.
See if they can just turn it down, even right now. If they can't turn it off, they can turn it down.
Yeah. I'll see what I can do.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Stevie Lou, everybody. Right. Woo. It's happening. It's happening.
I mean, this is great, but exactly.
And I'm glad. Look, Ski Mask is doing good numbers. Again, please go over to head over to Ski Mask stream, Ski Mask Collective. Here's where it is. You can check it out. Go over there and at a minimum, hit the like button for these guys, because we are sniping them and they're not like enemies, but we do want to comment on it. We do want to have a commentary and laugh.
And it's 6:30.
But head over there, for real. Just give these guys a like. Give Ski Mask a like. Give Ski Mask a super chat for putting this on. Because we wouldn't have it if it wasn't for him. I might go over there and super chat him, actually.
This is the last one before the main event.
Carissa, go give him a 20. You know what I'm saying? I share the love. We spread the love. Non-feelings of care, said Ga. Hold on. What is this?
Not the ring. Excuse me.
Be right back. I'm going. I mean, at a minimum, go hit the like button for them. Oh, yeah. Look at that. They're getting 20 likes.
No, I can't.
Nice.
I can't. I've asked him. Ray, I've asked him 1,000 times. I told you the other
Ray.
Because the boxing gym owner thinks it's more important.
I don't know if my super chats are hooked up on this.
They can do the main event.
How does it work?
Ryan's here. Ryan's been on the show. Gavin's here. Gavin McGinnis is in the building. We got other people here. Stevie just put on headgear. The reason I can't run this prelim is because the minor, so I can't. All right, I'm not in control.
I wish he would project, even alone in my room. Like, this isn't how loud I talk. I am projecting. Like, the minute I get off the show, I don't walk downstairs going, "Hey, everybody, what's going on?" I talk like this. This is how I talk normally in my real life, and it's not a big deal. I'm going to go out later. We're going to drive around, grab some food. It's cool. But when you're in front of a microphone, you know, project, send your voice to the people. That's what I always say. Yeah, this is a big gym. This is way, way nicer than anything Aaron Imholt would set up.
That's all you're going to get.
Aaron Imholt fights in a food truck, I think. It's like an abandoned food truck.
Listen to me, but you better. That's Ryan right behind me. He's getting
fearless. Ready. You're right. Ski mask look, must look ridiculous in the gym. Imagine just sitting there with this mask on.
It's ridiculous. My lady has to wake up.
Ridiculous.
The bar getting hammered. All right.
If you're wondering why the new super chat system's not working well, it's because Moody didn't tell me we needed something. So we were waiting 6 weeks for Google, and then Google came back and like, you didn't do this yet. And it's like, thanks, Moody. Thanks. Now Google's waiting on us? Great, great. Why couldn't you tell me what we needed months ago? This fucking guy. Ban Moody. Ban Moody from our chat.
Not Jim Stanton, that's Matt Mead.
No, I'll work on that this weekend. I haven't had a chance to. But didn't you have this list of requirements, you know, weeks ago? Didn't we know this?
Flat cat, I can't.
I'm just insensitive. I can't even talk. I can't even look at him right now. I can't even look at him right now.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for Patrick to do the thing. Yeah, the thing that you could have told me to do, you know, months ago, but you're like on a Thursday.
Well, Matt, me.
Yeah, on a Thursday, I don't have time. On a Friday, I don't have time. Sorry.
I'll get loud whenever the other fight.
No, we'll get it done this weekend. Look, that's not going to, like, make it magically happen, but hopefully soon. Isn't there other stuff we could be working on? No, like, I've yet to see, like, what they're going to look like on screen or how that works. I don't know how to get access to any of that. I don't have URLs for overlays. I don't have anything.
How's your live stream going?
Good, yeah. Now.
You know, Moody acts like I don't pay him well for this, you know? So I don't understand the animosity. This is slow. Look, they said this is going to start over an hour ago, I guess.
Sorry, it's going
to
be good.
He's got time to show his wife gifts but won't do the thing for his new system. Yep. That's all we do. Sit around looking at gifts. Wow. Got him! I got my steak. I'm out.
Way better. This bullshit.
Oh, God. I want that salad and steak again. It's so fucking good. It's so... I'll pay $160 for that all day. All day, all day. Carissa's almost given me enough for that steak. It's an $89 steak. $30 more, Carissa, and I can get that steak. Oh, why'd you have to bring up that steak? I can't stop thinking about it now. All I want is that salad and that steak. Fuck. James Banks, holy shit. I didn't know that guy was still around. I wasted too much time waiting for this. I don't even remember. James Banks, didn't we get in like some giant argument? I don't even remember. Frank Bonks. Remember that from Father of the Bride? My name is Frank Bonk. Mr. Bonk.
Live. You're right. You know what? Listen, folks, we're live from the Bat Cave right now, and we're getting ready for the.
Is this gym called the Bat Cave?
So live from the Bat Cave. I look like an asshole?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I look like an asshole?
I thought there was going to be people here.
It's more of the shirt, though, not the mask. I really like had a good, like Ski Mask was like a nice guy. He was like a charming guy when he's sober. He did take $200 off me at the poker table, but you know, at least he doesn't know how to play.
Don't worry.
Oh, it was so infuriating. I just kept losing to him. I was like, what the fuck?
All of them.
And then he lost it all, by the way.
I already interviewed Brian. He's ready for the fight. I already had him.
Okay,
on.
You got to stop it, Medellum. Oh, I thought that was Carissa again. I was like, I'm kidding. You fuck. Oh, God.
Absolute insanity.
God, no feelings of care. Stevie can't afford head hits.
Somebody order me a fillet of fish right now.
Wow. Somebody order me a fillet of fish.
Order me the fillet of fish.
Somebody send a fillet of fish to him at the gym. That would be actually be very funny to show up on stream and watch him eat a fillet of fish. And I'll get that white sauce all over his mouth again. Send him like four. Send him like four fillets of fish. He can't afford head hits.
Oh my God.
Speaking of jungle Asians, Moody!
Pew, 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 pew,
pew, pew, lasers! Modelo Macy, towards your steak. Enjoy, sweetie.
Look at me. I don't know what to do.
Look at me. I don't know what to do.
All right, fine. Listen, somebody order me a pizza. Order me something.
Knockout. What is the gym called?
Gavin McGinnis is here.
Somebody please send him a fish lunch. I swear to God, if four fillet of fish show up there and coordinate in the chat. Don't nine people do it. Actually, that'll be funny. I don't care. Don't coordinate. Everybody send fillet of fish. Send.
One round. You ready, Bob?
5 minutes.
Right. Five minutes.
5 minutes, folks. 5 minutes.
Woo!
The main event. That's right. We got 5 minutes for the main event. It's going to be insane what's happening.
It's going to be insane.
Last summer.
I have an idea. It's going to be low energy and mediocre.
Still always hands. And do I care? No. The whole point is to live stream the fight. Who cares at this point? Who cares? I'm tired of stupid news. I'm not listening to a single song going home. I can promise you that, folks.
Just put in the notes for the Uber order. Like, hand it to the guy in the pink ski mask. You'll see him. You can't miss him. He's by the boxing ring.
You know what? I'm rooting.
I want him to commentate this fight with Filetzo Fish.
Jim Dag, of course. And I'm looking at him now. He's in his head. He's got the headgear on. He looks ready. And hopefully all that anger that he's been dishing out lately will come out tonight. We'll see what's going on with that. This is going to be fucking fantastic. He's ready. This anger has been building. It's so much fun, folks. It's going to be so much fun. I don't want to show Steve yet. I can't show what's going on here. There's certain celebrities in the building I can't show. So it's either me or what's going on in the ring.
Celebrities.
Of the preliminary fight. And then we get to the main card event.
Awesome.
Wish you guys could hear me, really.
That's awesome. We got them up like over 50 likes. So, yeah, again, we're stealing this from Ski Mask Media. Go give them a like and a follow on YouTube. Here's the page. Head over there. Show some support for Ski Mask for hauling out a table and a camera phone to do this.
As far as I know. I'll turn it around. Hold on.
Turn the phone around. Oh, we can't see them boxing.
There he is.
Oh, shit.
Right there.
Well, who's this Newport? This dude literally has a fanny pack on. Look at this. Look at this guy's fanny pack. Holy shit. Look at these shoes. This guy's a goofball. What the fuck? This is what I would look like outside a boxing ring, just in my cargo jeans. Any pair of jeans I'm wearing are technically cargo jeans because I technically, from a government perspective, qualify as cargo because of the fat.
This is the last round. Why do I always put myself in these situations? I mean, I do this to myself every time. It's going to start at 6:30, so I got to take off work at 3. What is it, 7? This round's almost over.
Oh, the music's off. Nope, it's back.
Of course, another song. They better cut this music out for the main event. Otherwise,
they better.
Including me. Including me. On a table. I brought these chairs. Next time I'm bringing a grill. Next time there's a fight, grill. Charcoal. All rack of ribs. I don't care. Burgers.
Pat. What if he rolled a grill in there and started grilling next to this table in the middle of the gym?
I'm going to fight now.
I'm here to commentate. I'm the next Joe Rogan. So we're getting ready for a big main event. There's people gathering around. It's getting insane. What's going on out here? Super. All right. Oh, they just gave the big hug, folks. This is the main card. Let's get it going.
That guy just keeps grabbing his dick. Look, I love grown men who keep grabbing their dick when they talk. Yeah, what's up? Wow, you must have a dick. Quick question, do you have a dick?
All right, folks, I see Ryan getting ready. I see Stevie Lou getting ready. We're getting ready to get into the ring. This has been ongoing since last summer. We're building each other up. I wish I was there to build Stevie up and see that he's doing his thing. Ryan's doing his thing behind me.
I don't know what the beeping is about.
I was surprised that I bet against my man Stevie. After showing up tonight, folks, I feel that Stevie has a 50-50 chance to beat Ryan Cachevera.
It's a 50-50 chance. He will or he won't. So, yeah, you're right.
As if you all. So let's get ready for the main event card, folks. I'm going to turn the
camera. Oh, now you start projecting? Now you're going to start the broadcast? Okay.
Same thing, my man.
Get all the women out of the ring. Men are trying to fight.
Ready? What's your channel? Ski Mask Collective. Ski Mask Media.
That leather fanny pack is full of amateur boxer teeth. Thanks, Spunky and J.E. for becoming members.
At Ski Mask Media.
That leather fanny was full of amateur boxer teeth.
All right, folks, let's get ready.
Just rattling around in there, little mouth bones. No. Did you ever think about that? Teeth are little mouth bones. That's going to be a chat name in an hour. Little Mouth Bones with $5 says, Little Mouth Bones.
Did you? Yep. It's a fight.
Spit out those bones.
All right, let's get ready. Ryan has entered the ring. Ryan is in the ring now, folks. Ryan is in the ring. Representing Team Deadpool, Stevie Lou is in the ring, folks. Stevie Lou is in the ring. Representing Team Deadpool. That's right, folks.
We're doing it. We're having it. Lil Mouth.
We've been waiting on this since last summer.
Yeah, it sounds like a rapper. Yo, what up? I'm Lil Mouth Bone. What about the music? I thought we were going to turn it off. I'm so glad we turned the fucking music off. These guys suck. No one can think about anything or plan anything. We just...
They both got in the corner, so let's go.
At least it's manly music. This is the gayest boxing ever.
That's fine. That's low enough. We can commentate this fight. This has been an ongoing in the making. All right, let's go, boys.
Oh, no. This is gay.
All right. Let's see what's going on. Stevie with the first jab. Ooh. Ryan going underneath. Ooh. Wow, what a beautiful matchup. Beautiful matchup here.
Careful, guys. Ryan, somebody's starting a forklift.
Good, right. Ooh. Stevie overtaking this tumble here. Oh, Stevie going for the low blow. Oh, Ryan breaking through the lower. Stevie throwing those low, small blows. Trying for the uppercut. Misses. Stevie underestimating how short Ryan is. Trying to swing right over his head, knowing that he's going to dunk.
Why don't you guys just kiss?
Wow, what a beautiful round. Beautiful.
Touch tips. Touch
turned
tips.
Turned out a lot better
touch,
than I thought
tips.
It would, folks. Borgo stinks, by the way, everybody. Borgo stinks. Oh, Ryan going for the upper.
Stevie should focus on his lower body blows to see what's really going on.
The verdict is they both suck.
Ryan, effective blocking by Stevie. I love that blockage. Wow. Oops, Stevie wanted to go in for the blunder years, but decided not to do so. Going in for the under. Going in for the gut shots. Stevie did an effective job of blocking.
This music is so
Stevie's
appropriate.
Sounding a little bit winded.
Just gay, like, oomph, 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 oomph.
I'm all about the feeling.
Just like, giving in. Giving those unders, Stevie. Beautiful stuff.
You got any CNC Music Factory back there?
Ryan reaching for the top. Stevie reaches down low. A beautiful blow by Stevie. Wow.
Go to your corners. Go to your corners. Bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei.
Fantastic fight so far, folks.
Is it? I'd rather watch you eat a filet.
As long as Stevie can reach for those lowers and Ryan reaches for those uppers like he has been doing, this should turn out to be a pretty clean fight.
I'd rather go to the Wawa and get a fucking hoax.
Ryan going low when he should go high. Okay.
What?
Nice body right.
It was not, not a bad blow, right?
Not a bad blow. Right. Be careful.
They both said they were going to tear the other one apart. Nobody
can
land a punch.
He'll be trying to throw the uppers. It's going to be insanity. What's going on? I didn't think the fight would last this long, but both the fighters are looking really well.
They both have their own.
Ooh.
They know their own style.
Blows. Beautiful blow by Stevie Liu. Ryan coming in with the upper.
Ryan's whiffing.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Wow, what a round. I mean, it gets more exciting at the end of each one. Great job. Great job, guys.
Gay! Oh, God.
I'll say one thing, is that with round one, we can really see what the future of this fight is going to look like. You know? There's a lot of in and out.
With round one, we can really see what the future of this fight is going to look like.
Going to talk about these two fighters here. Wow, what a great job by both gentlemen, friends of these guys. Both see what happens.
Can we turn the disco ball on?
40s. You ask him after the show. I gotta.
Guys, can you put a different Ace of Base song on? I can't fight to this.
I had no idea. I mean, this has been in the making. Great job so far. Stevie's doing a great job with those undercuts. Ryan's doing a great job with those attack blows.
Was the referee over there coaching Catsoup? That doesn't seem right. The referee was over there, like, showing Catsoup moves.
Beautiful blow. All right, let's see what's happening. Ryan could just somehow get up to the top of Stevie's dome. I mean, he's so tall. I also, I wonder what's going on below the belt on both these gentlemen. I mean, they got to be
big hug.
Massive hug in order to get into the ring like this.
I mean, there couldn't be gayer music going on.
I don't know how Joe Rogan does. Oh, yeah, so Ryan just went for the lower blow. Oh, my God, this is turning out good.
Doing that.
Ryan does have a hard time with Stevie's reach.
Yeah, Ryan's like Ryan's on the run.
Ryan can reach for the top. Stevie reaches for the lows. I mean, this would be no problem at all for both these fighters. This is amazing.
This is amazing. They're doing great. This
awesome. Good shot by Ryan. Not a bad shot.
Ryan doesn't have
Stevie
a reach.
Stevie got him right there, right in the dome. Ooh, beautiful pop.
Oh!
Nice.
Stevie didn't act like he didn't feel a thing, and that's right, because he didn't.
I don't think he has a liver.
He definitely has a liver, I know that.
What in the fuck?
Both boys are breathing heavily. Here comes the low blows, here comes the high blows. Keep your hands up, Ryan.
Yeah, look at Catsoup. He's got little Joey C legs, little stubby little.
Wow. He
going for the upper.
I've never seen so many whiffs. This is like me learning how to use the power glove. My first time I ever played Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
I hear Stevie. I know when he starts breathing like that, he's getting angry.
Patrick, you're standing in the corner hitting nobody. I know. I'm trying to figure it out.
Beautiful stuff. Get those blows. Oh, Ryan coming back hard with some blows.
Hard.
Like, whoa, whoa. This is a brawl, folks.
It ain't. It ain't.
Good job, boys. Oh, get it, boy.
Keanu got more hurt the other night with those bullets.
Putting it hard. Stevie's anger starting to show. Ryan's getting there. Beautiful. Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
This is the fight of the year. I mean, these two warriors just absolutely dominating.
This is...
Oh, that was a good blow by Ryan. Wow. Come on, Stevie.
You guys want to see what else is on?
Yes, great uppercut by Stevie. Let's see what.
Did you guys know this guy was the guy stomping? He's actually in Jabberwockies. See, look, the guy's like coaching him and like rubbing him. The ref. This is the ref. He's over there with Catsoup rubbing him, saying, "You got this."
I don't think it's over yet.
Look at this. He's like helping it. Look at this. This is fucked up. Look at him. The ref is helping Catsoup. He's just checking him? No, he never goes over and checks Stevie. That's not... Look, he's showing him moves. You're an idiot. He's not checking him. He's not checking him. You're out of your mind.
Most talented fighter here, but Stevie hanging on by a...
That's not what that was at all.
I mean, Ryan can probably end this any moment he gets, but both these men are out of breath. So, let's see what happens. Let's see what's going on.
That's no ref.
Mid-fighter.
He's the one making the announcements
sometimes.
And, like, telling him 10 seconds. And look.
Five, four, three.
He's not the ref?
Two, one.
All right. That's box. It's fight, boys.
Yeah, that's the ref.
Last round. Last round.
Last round, guys.
Last round. You're both going to go home with no scratches and no hits landed.
Right hand up.
You can tell Stevie.
Have you ever heard people?
He wants to win this. Ryan being a great blocker. Stevie coming out. They
hug, hug, hug. Fuck.
Here comes the anger, folks. Oh, not a bad jab by Ryan. Ryan going for the lows. Ryan trying to get high, but Stevie keeping him low. Oh, Stevie going for the big uppercut.
Is he? Yeah, I'll have the big uppercut. Does that come with a salad or without?
Killing it with those uppers tonight.
The big uppercut sounds like a sub.
Oh, God.
Quick question. Can I get the little uppercut and a side of soup?
Jay-Z.
Cat soup.
Ring, I don't know. Yes, laundry room, agreed. I don't know what's going on. But... Ryan,
I don't know what's going on.
Ryan stays in the pockets, an easy win.
Look at this guy in the back. Holy shit. Look, watch this guy in the back. Watch the black guy over here.
Out of breath, sweating hot. Ooh. Ooh. That would have been a big knockout by Ryan, but Stevie was easily dodged that bullet. Wow.
Look at this guy in the back. Look at him.
These gentlemen can,
watch him hop down.
One of those punches that they're swinging. It's over, folks. I guarantee it's over. Ooh! Both of them right there. Beautiful stuff. I just want to know what's going on in their pants, folks. I want to see dicks flanging. I want to see a hog size. There needs to be some cocks.
Jesus Christ.
Before we see cocks, let's see what's going on. Yeah, double knockout, Jim Stancil. Beautiful.
Everything that guy just says
I
bullshit.
I do want to see some dick size. Okay, this is the last round. All right, Ryan going for the body shots. Obviously, Stevie is going for it. Both these gentlemen are very tired at the moment.
Well, I'm glad we did this. This is so dumb.
Both going for the fucking hard blows. Oh,
nobody can land a punch. This is so dumb.
Come on, boys. Jake, by
Jake. Stevie, Steve is on him. Steve is on him.
Let's go. No fair.
Well, Stevie, come on. Stevie. Sweet, Stevie.
What?
Hey, fight my fight. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Both fighters stay alive. Oh, Stevie is so winded. Obviously, Ryan being the better athlete here.
Is it gay?
Totally understandable.
Is it
Stevie.
Gay? Is it gay? I don't know. Is it gay? Is it gay? Is it gay? I don't know.
See, that was a great fight.
All right, guys. We got a good fight, a good match. This was an exhibition match, so we got two winners.
Holy shit. Great job.
All right. That's it, folks. It is hard to say what's going on.
Yeah.
So, we'll have him on this week. We'll see what's going on. That's it.
Wow. He just cuts the stream. No going up and talking to them afterwards. No post-fight interviews. No talking to people around the ring or the ref about what happened. Jesus Christ. Moody's right. We all lost. We all lost. What the fuck was that? What the fuck just happened? I don't even know. I don't even know what I just watched. Hello, you're on the Onions.
Hi, this is Tax Accept. I just wanted to say that's about the most fucking pathetic thing I've ever seen in my life between two people trying to fight and, like, produce it and, like, build up to it. That was terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know what the fuck the point of that was.
Like, it was wild, dude. Like, they weren't, they were weird. It was just weird.
It'd be like, it's like if me boxing someone, like, I would suck. It would be stupid and pointless and gay.
Like, yeah, it's just weird. Like, what?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
these fucking people are so goddamn stupid, bro.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm not trying to be mean, but goddamn.
Don't be mean-spirited. Deadpool sponsored that. Who knows how much money? Wow. Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know what to say. It was a weird one. Hello.
Hey, Patrick, it's Citizen M. I always enjoy a good boxing fight where everyone turns out to be the winner.
Yeah, it's a good one. I like it when there is no winners. We're all winners. I just want everybody to get along. A slap fight would have been way better. Like, hands behind the back, you get to slap each other three times. That would have been way better. Yeah, I don't even, I feel ill. I feel physically ill. Hee hee. This is Citizen M. This is right up there with Chad's pool stream. Yeah, just low effort, no planning. Again, it's like, I feel like I did my spa stream. I feel like I set up It took 45 minutes to set it up. These guys just bring a phone and go like, yeah, we'll just, I'll just bring a phone and a folding table. We should be good. You want to think about it? Nah, we'll just roll on the day. We'll just roll on the day. Spaghetti Tooth John, I'm not sure who won, but I know we all lost. Amy Elizabeth, Chandler pays money for Aaron Melton fight. I mean, that's never happened. It's just never going to happen. Like, you got to understand. Like, it's like, you got, I have bubble guts now. Addicted to Ubiquity. Raytar the Untrainable. Can we ban Stevie Lou from the chat and the show? I don't know why we'd do that. Single Mother 5, I didn't even pay, but I still want my money back. Yeah, no, the Aaron Imholt, guys, you got to realize, like, his idea of, like, challenging me to the fight, is like, yeah, he just got to show up at my gym on a Thursday night. We'll spar. He's just got to go register with the USAA boxing thing and get his license and his insurance and show up at my gym on a Thursday night. It's like, that's not how. That makes this look like a well-planned event. What Aaron's suggesting, that I just show up at his, like, what are you talking about? People want to see this. Let's make an event. Let's plan it. Let's sell tickets and let's make it an event. No, 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 no. Show up on a Thursday. Okay, Aaron. Okay. Again, if I did that, you would shit your little fucking cream pants. You would shit yourself if you saw me in the parking lot of your gym waiting for you. You'd be like, fuck, don't park. Circle, circle. Let's go home. Let's go home. Never mind. I feel sick. Let's get some Chinese food. You'd lose your mind. You'd call the police and be like, this guy's stalking me. And then I'd show the cop a video of you going like, come down, show up any Thursday night. And he'd be like, you told him to come spar with you. He's here to spar. And he'd be like, no, he's not. He's got a gun. I think I saw a gun. Baby Schmope guy. MLC Shrink, let's do some laundry. What does that mean? What does that even mean? Rover, just think this was after training. Yeah, I mean, look, this is what I would look like. I can't talk. I'll look just as pathetic. Hello?
Baby Schmumps.
Yo.
Hey, when you call in a show, turn your shit down. Try again. You've lost privileges. That guy's like, huh? I yelled so hard, he hung up. I mean, when you're dialing the phone and listening to screaming across the room on the radio, it doesn't click with you. It lets me know your baseline intelligence. That'll be fine. If it was a blender, would you ask somebody to turn it off? But because it's the show you're calling into, you think it'll work. You think it'll be fine. No, it's fine. Leave it up. Crank it. I'm calling into there, so it'll be like stereo. That's how time and space works. It's an old radio trope from the 60s. I don't know, from whenever you called into radio shows. Turn your phone down. Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down. Okay, if it was a lawnmower, you'd be like, hey, that's distracting. Turn it down. But because it's the show you're calling, you're like, yeah, fuck it. Crank it up. Crank it up. This'll be fine. This'll be fine. This won't be weird or distracting at all. I got it. Take your prep. Baby Satchmo. Sorry. Baby Satchmo. Member for 3 months and a gifted membership. Sorry, I yelled a lot. I didn't mean to yell so much. Let's try again.
Yeah, so hey, listen, I have a question, okay? Who bombed more, Aaron Imholt, Ray DeVito, or Hamas? Thank you. Good night.
See, what?
Who bombed more, Aaron Imholt, Ray DeVito, or Hamas?
I don't know. I'll do the jokes, big fella. Imagine calling back in for that. That guy called in, had his radio up, got screamed at, and then was like, okay, I'll call back in. It's worth calling back in. It's a good one. It's a sick bomb joke, so I better call back in. He's gonna wanna hear this. Aaron Imholt, Stevie Lou, or Hamas? Fuck. I gotta quit comedy if I can't keep up with the callers. You know what I mean? He called back for that. It's like Buzzard Bob calling in three times a show. It's like, Jesus, like you didn't have anything the first time. You're calling back? You're calling back. Who bombed? Like, I should have kept going on, what now? And make him keep repeating. Oh, okay, hold on. Who are the people again? Hamas? Aaron Imhoff? Oh, I thought he was calling back in again. That would have been great. Hello.
Hello there, Patrick. How are you, darling? It's Keanu.
Hi, Keanu.
That fight was quite the tension. I was so frightened. It reminded me of those bullets flying above my head in my Manhattan apartment.
I can't understand one word you're saying. The impression's so bad, I can't understand a word. Hello.
How fucking stupid are people, bro? To like, your chat's like, cover Aaron Emerald, please. And you're like, you're making funny jokes, bro. What the fuck? Shut the fuck up, idiots. Sorry. Not sorry. Thank you. Anyway, how you doing tonight, Patrick?
Oh, no. No, 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 no. We're not going to have a normal convo now. You're done. You're done. You're done. You're done. Okay. I'm going to get out of here. This was a mid-afternoon fuckfest fight, companion. We may have a members-only show tonight. We may have a members-only show tomorrow night. The one thing I can guarantee you that if we do, it will be very, very, very late, okay? So I don't want to hear it. Don't ask me when it'll be. It'll be when it'll be, and you'll see when you see.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
A question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick melting faces. Have you stacking that low point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. It'll make the taco pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. Or stupid motherfuckers just got N. Now alone, other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the onions that nobody like Pat.